This morning we are pleased to have joining us Mr. Eric Quinney. Eric is a longtime official based out of the Bridger Valley. And Eric, we always appreciate your access and your willingness to come on and talk to us about officiating and also being a good fan and things like that here in the state of Wyoming.
Oh, it's great to be on with you guys again and certainly talk about something that I'm passionate about and something that hopefully encourage more people to get involved in the future.
You know, Eric, the first thing I want to ask you is it seems like we've kind of touched on the status of referees in Wyoming and how there's a shortage and some things like that. And I think we'll ask you that again. But one thing that I wanted to ask you for sure was I would imagine you guys as officials, guys and gals, you get yelled at a lot of the same things that might be wrong. And so I was thinking to myself, what's maybe a complaint or something you hear from the stands that you're like, that guy's not even right. It's you know, the rule is this. What's like a common mistake that fans make when they're upset with an official?
Yeah, certainly, you know, fans are certainly used to watching professional sports on TV, and that those rule sets are completely different. And so, a lot of times, and so, then when they come to watch a high school sport, you know, they take that rule knowledge that they may have learned on a Sunday or a Saturday, listening to professional commentators, and apply it to the game they're watching in the local high school gym. And we operate under a completely different rule set a lot of times. And some of those rules vary, you know, drastically across the sports, you know, especially in football where you have, you know, on Sunday, a defensive player can hop across the line and get back and not be called for encroachment. Whereas in high school, once you break that line, it's an automatic penalty. And up until this year, a new rule change, you know, for the longest time, quarterback and, you know, intentional grounding could happen anywhere. And whereas on Sunday, if the quarterback's out of the pocket, you know, those types of things. And basketball, you know, there's not as many, for the most part, rule differences where people are, you know, calling us out on those. It just becomes everyone just, you know, in the stands, it seems like they are a rule expert when it comes to what maybe it constitutes a travel or what constitutes a foul. And so, you know, certainly we spend a lot of time, you know, studying in the rule books, watching videos, and trying to be better at our craft. And certainly we have a lot of help from the stands of people that, you know, feel like they know the rules just as well as we do.
Well, as someone who sat in the stands and yelled at officials before, I can honestly say that I'm confident I've never been wrong about anything as a guy sitting in the bleachers. but kind of going into that to maybe help fans understand why maybe it's so important that they keep their composure throughout the game and maybe not get too hard on the officials. Can you take us through, obviously Dal hinted at it a second ago, an official shortage that's been going on for a few years now. Some of the effects that we've seen maybe that have taken place already from just having a shortage of officials across the state of Wyoming in these high school sports.
Yeah. You know, we try to recruit young officials. And so we usually start those officials, you know, at the middle school level and at the middle school games where necessarily the play is not as refined as the varsity level. So you have a combination of basketball that is not as refined, and then you have a young official learning. And people are placing an expectation on all officials to be perfect. And then, you know, a lot of times the middle school gyms are empty, so you can hear every single word coming from the stands. And these young officials that are getting started are hearing this this stuff come from the stands, and this expectation that or they're calling them out on every single mistake that this young official is making, and they just don't want to do it anymore. Because it becomes degrading, and so we're not getting a lot of those young officials to stay past 1 or 2 years because they give up, because the verbal abuse is, on the official side, is hard. I've been going at it for over, you know, almost 18 years, and there's sometimes when I walk out of the gym going, why do I do this? Why do I, you know, drive 2.5 hours after work on a Thursday night and to go be yelled at by people over a game. It's unique. I think people watch TV and see coaches yelling and see, you know, or you go to an NBA arena and those officials are supposedly the best of the best and they're getting verbally berated. And so certainly our recruitment is hampered because the young officials are being scared away, and that's a problem. And the official shortage is real. It's super real in football, and we're having to move games to Thursdays and Saturdays and to try to make it work. And it's not as bad in basketball, but it's certainly not what we don't have an abundance of officials where we can share the wealth. And in terms of all of us that are working games are having to work, you know, 4-6 games a week to try to get the games covered for the kids. And that's what it's all about, is for the kids. And that's the point that I wanted to make is, man, this is just a game, and we got to help keep our young officials and people that want to get going and not scare them away. Whenever I try to recruit a new official, they're like, I don't want to put up with that. And that's sad.
Well, and you also point out that there is that shortage, and as we change into another sport, you know, you're based out of the Bridger Valley. Of course, we're right on the western border ourselves where we're based out of. And, you know, you get a chance to see maybe how different states do it. And, you know, not to get on anybody's bad side, but, you know, when we go to Idaho and sometimes they only have a two-person officiating crew, and maybe things are even extra or even extra physical and maybe things like that, it definitely affects the game, and it definitely affects the enjoyment in the stands as well. And when it comes to, I guess what I'm saying is we're starting a new season. So, Eric, what's maybe some good advice you can give us as we start a new basketball season? We're all excited. We love basketball. Officials love basketball. That's why you're doing it. That's why you're doing it. Tell us maybe what we can do. Give us some advice as we start a new season. We're all excited, but maybe focus it in a proper way.
Yeah, I think, you know, just as a fan, just realize that the officials are there for the benefit of the kids. They certainly have no agendas, you know, in terms of who wins and who loses. They just want to have, you know, create the best environment. Realize that officials are human. We don't get it right. And you know, one of the big things is when someone's sitting in the stands, you know, 10 rows up, their angle is completely different than that of the official. And so you have to realize that, you know, you may certainly see something that the official missed, but that official is not sitting right next to you at that same angle. And certainly when we're running and we're trying to watch multiple things, and our heart rate's going 120, you know, beats a minute, and we're sweating and we're trying to call plays, is that we just don't have that same angle. And a lot of times I might have a kid that's 6'3", 6'4", standing in front of me that I can't see what's happening on that backside, whereas that fan, you know, 10 rows up has a great angle. And so, you know, certainly, you know, officials are just trying to do their best out there. They're doing it for the kids, and we don't get it all right. And in the end, it's just a game. And if we could all kind of just share that same mentality that we're there trying to support our kids and to do the best job that we can, then I think it's an enjoyable experience. I love when the kids are cheering on for their teams, this great student sections, the band is going, and people are cheering in a loud gym. There's nothing better in the world for me as an official to work a great game and where everybody is playing hard and fans are cheering for their teams and you walk away thinking, man, that was a lot of fun. And you know, and we certainly don't get the verbal abuse every single game, but certainly it just as fans just realize, hey, it's just a game. You don't have the same angle, and the officials are just trying their best.
And would you say that's probably the biggest thing going forward, as far as adding more recruitment to get more officials to create a much smoother game? Is do you think it's the fan reactions at this point? If we can get the fans to perhaps we'll be nice and say behave ourselves slightly better, Dal. Do you suppose that is the biggest thing going forward to getting fully stocked officiating crews across the state?
Most certainly. I mean, certainly when I try to recruit new officials, the like I said a few minutes ago, the biggest reaction is I do not want to put up with that. And that is meaning A, the fans, and B, the coaches. And I think the coaches have played a big role in setting an example for their teams and the fan base. I think there's certain fan bases that, you know, are following the lead of the head coaches and the coaching staff in the way that they react to calls and or treatment of officials. And so I think that's a really big point. In some states, at the middle school level, they're actually not allowing coaches to stand up at all during the game to try to temper their reactions towards these officials that are working at these lower levels, because that's where our newer officials are starting, and trying not to scare them away after 1 or 2 years. So yeah, I think those two things, just, you know, overall fan behavior towards officials and coaches, because I think they kind of go hand in hand sometimes.
Eric Quinney, a longtime official based out of the Bridger Valley. Eric, we thank you very much for speaking with us. And any final thoughts as you head into a new season and you're ready to take on another year of officiating?
Nope. You know, my football crew, we put 5,000 miles on this year. And basketball, I'm looking to probably put another, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 miles. I love it. I love traveling around to the different schools. I love talking to the fans that I've met over the course of the years. I love seeing the kids and the kids coming back that have graduated. And certainly it's a great experience. And I think, you know, certainly for me, it's been awesome. We just need more people. And if you're out there listening and you're interested in being an official, you know, WHSAA website, it has all the information to get you going. And certainly you can reach out to me. My email's on that website. And we'll get you going, because we need the help, and we would be glad to have anybody aboard.
And everybody in the stands, they're obviously already seeing everything, so they can certainly use that good eyesight, right, Eric?
which we always say to ourselves, why is there a shortage of officials? There seems to be plenty of people at the games that know the rules.
Everybody's so, up there.
Join us and grab a whistle, and we hope to see everybody, you know, across gyms here in Wyoming starting this weekend.
All right, Eric Quinney, thank you so much for your time, Eric, and good luck this season. Safe travels to you.